Page 40, worrying about the future. We feel it is natural and even important to make plans for the future and then worry about it if we are not doing enough for our as well as our loved one's future. Will I have enough money to live a life that is sustainable and yet have a good quality of life? We think over this again and again to the point of rumination and sometimes even become obsessive and delusional with this worry. I've had people come to see me saying that they have lost their money, that they are sure that the revenue service or income tax department is after them right now. And they have proof this is happening because the letters in their mailbox seem to have been opened. This is where a mild thought of worry about the future becomes purely delusional. So what should we do about these worries? Should we just let go of our worries about the future? If so, how do we do that? Of course, that is what is intuitive. Yet, we are not able to let go of our worries. We know that because we are aware that we are not usually keeping our mind in the present moment. If we accept that the past was just a fantasy, using the simple logic that one cannot go into the past to change situations or people, then by that reasoning alone, the future is also an illusion. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. If I continue to make plans for what my future will look like, I would be living only in an imaginary fantasy. My ego, which makes me feel separate from this world, makes me want to have freedom of security for the future. However, we truly have forgotten that whatever has been given to us so far was not ours in the first place. Every morsel that I eat, every step that I take, everything that I interact with is the Supreme Being's alone. It was never mine. That Supreme Being is most compassionate and will give me what I need. Knowing this lets me rest in peace right now. However, we do not think like this. We bring in materialistic concepts like thinking that people before me planned for the future and hence only thus were they able to save enough to have a comfortable life. There is nothing wrong with planning for the future. The problem is getting stuck with ongoing planning to the point of anxious worry and rumination. You will be provided for. This is the rule of this world. If you have done mostly good deeds, then the fruit of that hard work will come to you in the future. Rest assured. Be a karma yogi, that is, one who is centered in the act of the action itself. That is the best way to let go of fears about the future. A karma yogi has learned that there is no point in worrying about the fruits of our actions while doing them wholeheartedly in the current moment. They realize that there is no need to keep any selfish thoughts as they give us only ephemeral and short-lived happiness. True happiness is and will always be in the joy of giving and working for others. The karma yogi has realized this and no longer worries about that project which needs completion, the bills that need to be paid, or the worries about the family. They do all their actions just because they are not doing the action anymore. Actions are happening through them. They have realized that this world is full of activity. They have to act anyway. So why not just act for the sake of bringing happiness for others? The Karma Yogi has learned the secret of keeping stress, anxiety, and depression, sad, away. So, why worry? And we'll pause for discussion. In our group, we discussed how stupid we are. We recognized that fear, worry, anxiety is because we have forgotten the divinity in the three sources which makes this world be sustained. Gurudev Sri Sri Ravi Shankar says, faith can be captured in three aspects of the pure divine energy. One, faith within ourselves, that within my own heart, there is a source of energy, strength, power, confidence, intelligence, and pure love, which is making me walk, talk, do everything. That is making me do the Karma Yoga. That is the power within me. There is no lack of confidence when I have that deep faith in myself that I will do nothing wrong because the Divine Himself is acting through this body. If I'm having any difficulty in accepting that I'm not pure, drop that feeling that you're impure right now. If you feel you cannot drop it, surrender it. I can't carry this huge weight on my head right now that I am feeling impure. I don't know how to drop it. You can surrender it. It's your job, Divine, to look after it now. Because I have understood that my mind is impure and it's your job, O God, to look after my mind. It's not my responsibility anymore. That is the best way to let go and become pure faithful in your own heart about that the divinity which lives in me is pure love. That same divinity, the second part, is moving around this whole world, making this world sustained. Otherwise, it cannot function. It is impossible for anything to live without faith. A crow is able to sing or croak only because of divine singing through him or her, a male crow or a female crow. Any bird out there, any animal functioning has to have pure divine energy. What else is making it function? An atheist can't understand this, but you and I can. That nothing in this world can function without pure energy, pure love, pure consciousness. That's the second part. And the third part is beyond this world. That pure divine energy which is sustaining the whole universe and beyond. It is so vast that if I just dropped my anxious worry onto that immense energy, which is called Brahman, B-R-A-H-M-A-N, Brahman, that huge source of invisible energy, which maintains this universe and beyond. If you start having full faith in that as well, you are enlightened right now. Right now. This is your only way to salvation. Faith in yourself, faith in the goodness of other people, faith in the Supreme Being which is looking after everything right now. Surrender and be free. Have a good evening. Jai Gurudev.